Hello, this is Matt Slick from the Matt Slick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The heart of every man craves a great adventure, but life doesn't usually feel that way. Jesus speaks of narrow gates and wide roads, but the masculine journey is filled with many twists and turns. So how do we keep from losing heart while trying to find the good way when life feels more like a losing battle than something worth dying for? Grab your gear and come on a quest with your band of brothers who will serve as the guides in what we call the masculine journey. The masculine journey starts here now.
Welcome to Masculine Journey, and we are live at boot camp. We are here.
We're barely hearing Danny. So
barely hearing me?
We are here.
Oh, okay, so we're here. It's Danny and Jim. They give us the reins, Jim, and this could be a dangerous adventure altogether. So.
Well, it's been years since they let me do this, and it'll probably be a few more before
I hope I don't discover why it was years. So anyway, we're here. We've got some of our campers here, and we're going to hear from them and their experiences. And first guy we have up here is Dylan, and he's just raring to go. So, Dylan, what's been going on this weekend?
Lots been going on. I feel like God was really tugging at my heart, especially yesterday after we did our open listening prayer. I feel like he was really tugging at my heart to get a more close relationship. I feel like this was trying to tell me yesterday.
So can you elaborate on that a little bit? How's he coming after you?
I'm not really sure, but I know when I heard those things, I'd never really heard like that, like I did yesterday. It was really amazing to be able to hear from God, you know. And also some things that other people heard, I feel like were for me. Like he was trying to tell me.
So what's kind of been your favorite part so far? I know we've got a little bit of ways to go in this masculine journey thing. So what?
My favorite part is really just being able to, you know, talk to other men about real things, you know, and hear from you guys. You guys have been through a lot, and just listen to these guys' stories and their advice and stuff when we do our talks, and it's really uplifting to me. I'm glad I can be here.
So from my perspective is we've watched you guys, you and your brothers are here, and we absolutely love you guys, but we've kind of got to watch you guys grow up a little bit. So I've been told, how old are you?
I am 17.
17, and your brothers are
14 and 13.
14 and 13. Mm-hmm. So
I'm guessing from your shirt and the cross in Fort Caswell, you guys have had some background in
a little bit.
Your Christianity. How does this compare to what you've learned before now?
So, you know, I've kind of grown up in church my whole life. You know, I really haven't been as close, and I feel like coming to boot camp has helped me get more close. Because, you know, I'd kind of gotten to a point where I'd fallen away a little bit. But, and then my first boot camp, you know, Mom told me about it. And I was like, okay, yeah, we'll go. We'll check it out. We'll see. And then I came and I was like, you know, I'm always going to come back because, you know, I'd never been to a place like that before. You know, I really appreciate you guys. Like I said, hearing from you and just hearing y'all's stories and sharing life advice and things, it's really helped.
I'm glad you're here on volunteer because I know who your pastor is, and I was scared you were drafted, you know, so I got this military thing going on. So, Dylan, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.
We still got a little bit to go, so thank you for being here.
And
so, Jim,
I've been bunking with this crew, and they've been quite active, fun to watch. But I suspect that there will be more to come. And now we have Alan with us, and I remembered knowing him from years ago, but being old and forgetful, I said, I know that face, I know that name, but I don't remember exactly why. But what got you here this trip, Alan?
Well, I came to the last one in the fall that was here. And
I didn't, that's why I didn't.
So my world got flipped upside down last year. It was a bonkers time, and this kind of resettled me, getting me back into contact with the Lord. I listened to or read Morgan Snyder's book driving to work last year, and that was a very profound experience. So this kind of culminated into it. I'd have been invited to it several times, and just it never worked out, and God really had it set up that I came last time. So coming into this one, I knew this one went deeper, and I really wanted it. It's a break for me to get outside of kind of a lot of things I've got going on in the real world with just work, and I'm actually working two jobs now, and also doing some counseling or coaching inside of another program, and I just needed a break from it and needed to reconnect, and it's been absolutely that, this process. I mean, just the covenant of silence, the silent prayer, those are some of my favorite parts. This is real connection with the Lord. You can hear him speak, you can get direction, guidance, anything you're missing is there. You always learn something new. It's fun experiencing it with other men. It's fun standing for them and what they're going through. It's amazing to be able to like relate. Like, we're all different and unique, but we're all going through the same struggles, and when you hear somebody else went through it too, it kind of gives you an encouragement that, hey, you can make it through this, and God's got you, and he's going to hold you up through it, and he's going to carry you to the next level, you know.
Is there something specific you could share with us that God has come after you so far?
In this time, or
in this time, maybe just something specific. I mean, if you're like me, it's a smorgasbord most of the time. But
yeah, it's definitely a buffet. Trying to sort through whatever's going on exactly specific to me. I think that it's the fatherhood piece. He's our father. He's here, like, as the question in silent prayer and trying to hear from that, like, God, I just want to know you're proud of me. I just want to know you're proud of me. And I think there's something to that. I think everybody, every man wants to know that he's living up to what our father has expectations for us or whatever. And just, you're doing it right. So you hear at the end, well done, good and faithful servant, right? Even through unbelievable circumstance, chaotic experience, whatever, things don't look like they're supposed to, God's still there to, like, hey man, I got you.
And did you get hear from him, hear him tell you that?
Not directly, but indirectly, like, you're doing it, you know, you're walking in it.
Because I do know from silent prayer last night, you were hearing from him a lot on the behalf of others, and that was that was my best experience in that. And my first boot camp was 21 years ago.
Yeah, so it's neat.
It's been something.
Yeah, one of the cool things I think about this faith that we live is that, you know, God requires our faith and he requires our obedience, but he gives those things to us. So, you know, requiring something that he's already given us. And that is just so cool. I don't think you'll find that anywhere else, but that's just kind of the thing. Well, Alan, is there anything else you want to share? Or we sure do appreciate you guys. We really do.
And that's what I was going to say. I just appreciate you guys having this space for us and making it happen and allowing us to come and reconnect with God. And it's very valuable. And I just want to commend you guys and say it's worth it. Like, what you're doing is worth it. It makes a difference. It truly does. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming. And, yeah, that part of it is something that I invariably get as much out of it, I think, as any of the campers do. And coming back year after year, it's
it is a selfish adventure almost, because I usually get far more than I give, I feel like.
Well,
so.
And serving is better than being served.
Well,
most of us don't feel that way some of the time.
We now have Mr. Richard in front of us. Richard, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Couldn't be better.
So how's your weekend going?
It's going good. Yesterday evening in silent prayer, I went about it totally different, and I wanted to share it. I prayed for every one of you guys of the boot camp that's helped me. This is my third or fourth one here, and that's all it was on my mind. It ain't about me. It's about you guys helping me, and that's what I done. I prayed to God for every one of y'all, help you through all your suffering, struggles, adversity, perseverance, guidance, direction, anything y'all doing, because y'all mean so much to me. That's what open prayer, since I've been here this weekend, has been about. It's been about boot camp fellas, every one of them. That's what I prayed about. It ain't about me. It's about you guys. But anyway, I'm glad to be here.
That is awesome. So, any specific thing about this weekend that kind of sticks out in your mind?
I was in a hurry to run up here and tell you I graduated the year program. And I went on to man camp after I graduated October 6th. I graduated the year program there. And I went on to man camp with Flex Luger and Nikita Koloff and Robbie here. And we was down there for a week. And that's one of the my relationship with God growed. It sprouted like somebody added fertilizer to it. From there on, I mean, that really ignited me. And now I've got a job at the rescue mission. I'm just now went on payroll. I run to God. I went to college instead of going to work, because I've always run to money. I've got 10 college credits and mastered ancient Christianity, the Old Testament, and the New Testament, made a B+. On the hardest book there is in the Bible, and that's Revelation. And everybody come to me, how in the world you do that? Well, there's 50 migraine headaches, 46 hours of studying, before I ever took the test. But and then I asked God, what was all these headaches about? And that's growing pain, son. And I thanked him for the headaches. Okay.
Pretty cool story. That's pretty cool.
Thank you, but that's...
And now, to be clear, you graduated from the rescue mission, not high school. You sound a little older than a high school.
Well, see, I'm still his little boy. I ain't but 21 months old. But, no, I've come from milk. I graduated both programs. I've been there 21 months and got saved August 13th, 2022. Best day, past, present, future. And the first time I came up here, I was baby sucking a bottle. When I left, I was in a sippy cup, and eating out of a jar of Gerber baby food. I came back, and I was in that sippy cup. When I left, I had an adult cup and eating out of the big boy plates. And that's why I love this boot camp so much. And I tell everybody, that's in my testimony. I tell anybody, because I'm not ashamed of it. That's part of growing and just not jumping from here to here. You've missed out. That's just taking these steps along this journey. And I wouldn't take nothing in the world for being here this weekend. You guys mean everything in the world to me.
Well, then we look forward to having you back next time. And we talk about food a lot. You were mentioning smorgasbord. And
yeah, I'm a connoisseur of lots
about,
of food.
He was talking about sippy cups, and we have it all available here, both in reality and in spirituality.
Some of us may need to go on a fast after all this eating we've been doing.
I will. We've had some great food.
Well, Richard, thank you for being here, and we appreciate you. We really do.
Thank you, guys, and I love every one of you very much.
We love you too, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, Jim, you know, the cool thing about boot camps is, you know, the returning faces that we get to see and the new people that come in, and it's just so cool to see that, and to, you know, lifelong relationships at times. So.
Yeah, and one of the things that just hit me here, this is a fairly small boot camp, but we'll have upwards of 40, and then we'll have 15 or 20, and it seems to be arranged by God that way every time, that the size is right for the group that we have.
Same old shenanigans, though. Yeah. So, you know, we're consistent. So, we got with us
I'm
now.
I'm consistently inconsistent.
So. Well, you're very.
You never know whether I'm going to be asleep
you're very
at the
unique
switch or not.
In that arena. So, anyway, we got Rob with us. Rob's been with us a few times,
yeah.
And I think he gets the award for the furthest traveled this time.
Yes, I traveled about 6.5-7 hours. Ish from Cincinnati
to put up with us for the weekend. You are a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. this is my fourth boot camp.
This is our advanced boot camp, which is somebody mentioned it earlier that we go a little deeper in some of the stuff. So Rob, what does that mean to you so far?
Well, so we're in the middle of the six stages of the masculine journey. Which aren't covered specifically in depth in the basic, but since starting those today, God's been really kind of working on me, telling me to slow down a little bit, stop worrying as much, and just kind of let the fears that I have with some family stuff going on, just to kind of let some of that go.
That is awesome. I remember your first boot camp, and to see the growth in you is amazing. Just you're a different guy. You know, you're Rob, but you're a different guy. So it's really cool.
Yeah. So. And that's why I keep coming back, making the trip. You know, I made the trip with my brother-in-law. I made the trip with my dad, and these past couple boot camps, I've come down by myself. And I wouldn't trade this experience for anything. It's awesome, and the car trip can be a little daunting to think about, but it's all worth it once you get here.
That's awesome, and you come from Ohio, and
yes.
And we have a brotherhood up there that we do some stuff together sometimes, and that kind of thing with a group a lot like us. They may be a little more sane than we are. I'm not sure, but you know, so Ohio is the land traveled from. That's pretty cool. Anything else struck you this weekend that you want to share?
No, I don't really think that there's anything else that really struck me. I just think that the outside time, you know, just really, I've recognized and realized more recently that I can sit in my car, I can sit inside, but something about getting outside and being under the trees and hearing the birds and just watching the breeze, like feeling the breeze and watching the trees and the leaves and everything, that really it's a really special time to be able to listen to God, especially here where we are kind of we're separated from the real world, kind of, because for a couple of days, everything outside gets put on pause, and then I really lean into these sessions and the covenants of silence.
That's so awesome.
Great you came down to join us, and
yes.
I want to thank you. And one of the things you said triggered in me that God is always present, but when you get away and you're paying attention to him, you recognize his presence in a way that you don't get in the busy world that we're coming from. And we do need to kind of check out of that world to check into this one and be totally available for what he has for us.
Yep.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Jim, we've got kind of a treat now. We have Gaither coming up to us, aka Gator, and so he's a Gaither's a member of our team, and I'll set him up a little bit there.
Well, I'm going to say goodbye and pass this on, but I love
Gaither. You're leaving me with Gaither and Corn. I am scared now.
I'm scared too. That's why I'm running away. But Gaither, there are a few people here that make me feel young, and I appreciate that in my 70th year.
Gaither, he just called you old in a polite way. That wasn't nice at all. I'm just saying. Well, yeah, Gaither, you've been around. I've been here a little while, but you've been around this team for quite some time, and you keep coming back. So I want to know why.
Well, I was fortunate enough to meet Robbie Dillmore back in 2000, I think, and so from then up to till now. He's got me into several different things over the years.
You are so kind.
I need help with this. I said, well, okay, I can do that. With the United Way, and it just, you know, just one thing right after another. And as he's, you know, and it really, I was retired, so I was at his disposal, as you might say. But when I retired, my goal was to try to help people. I had been a member of the Courtney Rotten Club since 1972. And so that's what we did. We helped people. And so it's just, you know, I followed that path. And one of the things that, when we were having a session, listening for your name, what does God call you? I mean, my name's Gaither, but what does He call me? You know, and it was helper. And I told Robbie, I said, I've always been a helper. I was expecting something different, you know. And he said, well, I don't know of anything that wouldn't fit you any better than that. So it must be yours. It must be your name. I said, well, so that's, I guess that's my goal after I retired, was help people. And so.
Well, you're such an integral part of what we do a lot of times. And we call it the Gaither's Gun Experience. And you set up a little range for us. And, you know, you've given guys, myself included, an experience that a lot of men have never had. But it's the way you father people in that. And, you know, you allow some of us to come down and hunt and that kind of thing. But your relationship is so much deeper than just there's a little bit of an experience. Because you hang around in the conversations. And I think I could sit out on your porch and talk to you for days. But you'd probably run me off in an hour or so, I feel sure. But, you know, and I just want to thank you for that. And this guy sitting next to you, I'm going to bring Corn into the conversation. You guys have kind of a unique relationship. And
well, I can't begin to tell stories with the experience he's had. My experience is completely different from Corn's. But,
well, that's probably an understatement of the day right there. But, Ricky Corn, you are as much a part of us as anybody. And, you want to tell us about your weekend and how you run up with this crowd, maybe?
Well, so far I've had a great weekend, and it's been a whole different experience, number one. Number two, Skip Talk and I met Robbie back a good while back and went to Jamaica with him. And sort of caught up with him there a little bit on the plane or jet, whatever he's riding on. And that come a big shock to him. But the next thing I knowed, he invited me to come to the boot camp back then, and I've been coming ever since. I think I might have missed one or two, but I try to be on track all the time, stay in check with God. But each and every man on the team, as far as the 10 men, is special people to me, far as being the leaders out on the field. First one on the field, last one off they are. And I've learned a lot since I've been coming here, but this weekend here is I believe they call it Advanced Boot Camp, and it's completely different than the other ones. And spiritually, I've got to honestly say, holding it together right now, is it's been a real, a different emotional situation with me. But it's all good, and the people's good, the food's good, hospitality's good. And Gator Man, I call him Gator Man. They try to correct me on different things, but, you know, I'm sort of set in my ways about things.
Sort of?
Yeah. But Gator Man, he's like, we sort of clicked, you know, a little different atmosphere on different times in life. But basically, I guess we've all dug some holes. But it's all good. And I suggest that the men out there and the youth and the young men and the men with their young adult sons need to come look into the boot camp and get on with the program and quit shying off and having 4,100 excuses, because there's no excuse really when it comes right down to it. It's just get out there and do the man thing. Got to put the big boy britches on.
There you go.
Get on with it.
Well, you two guys, you know, we talk a lot about the Band of Brothers around here, and you guys are as much part of our Band of Brothers as anybody. I think I would speak for the team when I say that, that, you know, some of us are on radio week to week and that kind of thing, but you guys are as much a part of us as anybody, and we're going to have to change the name at some point to a regiment of brothers or something to include far more people, but, you know, you guys are near and dear to our hearts all the time, so.
Well, Corn and I are... We're brothers, but we have different mothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's so, better than being sisters from different misters, I think. But
yeah. Yeah. So,
I mean, you guys, anything else you guys want to share?
Oh, yeah. I've seen some things in real life.
That's what we got here. This is real life.
Yeah.
So if you want to experience real life with real people, you need to come to a boot camp, and that way you can learn how what God expects you to be as a Christian man. You can learn it at the boot camp.
Characters,
because not interrupting, but skip talking, because Gator is right. There ain't no suit and ties here. We're all the same. We're all misfit people. All misfit people. Everybody's the same.
But we're becoming his fit people.
Well, right, yeah.
So
that's true. It. But I'm just saying, you know, that's what the Lord dealt with. He used people that was misfits. He didn't go to no high-tech people.
Well, Robbie said the other week that God said he really didn't have a choice with any of us, you know, because we're all kind of misfits. So, and I love that. And, you know, I love boot camp. I'm usually exhausted when it's all over with, but it's a good exhausted. But so you got anything else? A short Corn story, if there is such a thing?
Well, Black Rifle Coffee's good.
I hear it has some healing qualities, but I don't think we've got time to get into that. So now, Gator, you live here locally.
Yeah.
And you and Harold are local guys here, and Corn travels from up in the mountains, and we're kind of from all over the place, and that's kind of neat. So we're doing charades over here. Now Corn. We were doing something yesterday outside the cabins when I walked up, and they were making some walking sticks.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I like the outdoors a lot, and my whole life's a long story, but anyway, we was making some walking sticks, and the next thing I know, we had half the forest cut down there. Everybody was doing a walking stick, and I had to go back today and get some more sandpaper, but I'm ready today to finish the sticks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Next time we're going to start building Church houses from birdhouses.
So, we appreciate all you guys, and we appreciate this. And, you know, you can check us out on the web page at masculinejourney.org, upcoming boot camps and events and anything we're doing, and check us out. You know, on, you can get our podcast on any venue.
This is the Truth Network.